All right, back where I come from. There's that Nashville Hall of Fame songwriter, Mac McAnally.
That's a young sounding Mac McAnally. Yeah. He's a very young sounding person on that record.
And here is another Nashville Hall of Fame songwriter, Jimmy Buffett. Hello.
Welcome. Hello there, Mr. Huntington. What's going on? Back again. Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day.
Back where I come from. And happy to be from here. You're pretty close to home turf, too, here in Florida.
Well, I am. It's good to be back home and finishing these up. We had a great show on Thursday night.
Well, I'll say.
Saturday night here, you know.
Saturday night. Might as well let it out tonight. You know what the heck, you know. Pretend this leg of the tour winds up tonight.
I'm going to pretend like there's no tour anymore. There's a season. I figured it out. You know, there's. If you think about it, we started at the Super Bowl. And we're still playing, and the World Series is over.
Although your season does, like in professional sports, it does tend to run into the next season.
I've run into several seasons here. We've covered a lot of territory, but it's been a great run. So I just, it's good that we can come back and finish off in Florida. You don't know. I mean, I've been over here this time of year and had to play with gloves on.
Yeah.
So we got great Florida weather tonight, and
it's
Saturday
perfect.
Night out here. It's great.
Perfect weather tonight. And your NBA team is playing already, games that count, so another season.
Yeah, we got off to a roaring start last night, so I won't get into that.
Yeah, well, you know, my Magic couldn't handle the Pistons either. What can I say? That's
Florida's not doing good versus Michigan today, so what's going to go.
We'll talk music instead of sports. I got to tell you that this tour, the moving around of songs, the way that on a given night, you know, you're going to hear your favorites, but anything else is fair game. I love that.
Well, good. I'm glad it worked.
And I know that you have a daughter and a niece that love that, too, because, you know, just people who go out to see music and like to be surprised.
Well, it's an interesting thing. I mean, the technology has made it kind of a fact that you got to stay on your toes. The truth being, touring 10 years ago, before there was the internet or radio or margarita or you were broadcasting, you basically did a show and moved a few things around because nobody knew what you were going to do. Now, hell, they track set lists and burps, you know, so...
They count burps. Yep.
In a way, it's kind of got a positive effect on it that it gets me more into, and I must give some credit where credit's due. When I'm listening to Radio Margaritaville, driving around, like many times this summer, driving from Sag Harbor out to Montauk to go surfing, I'm listening to the radio station. I go, oh, I remember that song. And things pop into the set list like that. Yeah. So thanks to the technology, some of that happens, and it helps in the fact that you can go in there and, do the favorites or mix it up. And it's like coming here, you know, I find myself going through, you know, last year's shows and all the songs that we've played everywhere and trying to put a little bit of mix in there and come up with some things that kind of suit the occasions.
It's great to have a band that can turn on a dime with you, you know, that can...
Well, that's just part of the job here, you know. I mean, we got a great band that can do that. I mean, I can audible up there and everybody's, you know, everybody knows that that's going to happen. That's always been... thing I thought it was always essential that though you would basically do the same set list, you have to be ready to prepare. You know, the rules of the game still are very simple to me. Rule one is never forget it could go to hell at any moment, and it will. And rule two is never forget the duck. I don't use that one much anymore, but I still keep it in there. Thank God. In the old days, that was a very important rule.
Yeah, the duck, yeah.
So it's just that, you know, with the band being able to play the way they play, and I know you appreciate that, and everybody that knows the musicians and the quality of the players in this band understand why I think we sound so good this year. I mean, we really do, and I'm not just saying that to blow my own horn. People have told me that a lot, and I'm very proud of that fact.
Yeah, and I think maybe if you challenge them and have them play, hey, you know, these four songs, you know, three of them we haven't played in a couple of weeks, and this one we haven't played since 19 whatever, you know.
It doesn't really happen like that. It just happens like it's daily work. I mean, it's like anything else. We go and we sound check every day. Does this band have to do it? No. But I think that if you do, your complacency can rule in, and I can go to a show and I can tell very quickly, you know, where the energy level is on a stage. If I go to another show, I don't go to very many other shows because that's not what I do for entertainment. But you know, it happens for the fact of it is that they're ready, and I can go in there and look at songs, and you know, and it's like, and it the other game with the technology, you know, you can email things out to people that you're thinking about a week ahead of time and say, well, and they get a set list every day, and this might be what we're working on, and then we go.
All right.
Speaking of going,
so they're holding up that one finger.
I sense that I'm about to go to the stage.
Jimmy, have a wonderful holiday season. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Carson. Thanks to all of our Radio Margarita people, and especially our Radio Margarita listeners. And we got some fun things planned for the 08, and we'll see what's going on.
All right.
Thanks again. It's been a great Bama Breeze tour.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a great show tonight. All right, Radio Margaritaville. Jimmy Buffett backstage. And we are going to be going to the front of the stage. Oh, here's where we pick out a song to play, and then we don't really have enough time to play it. But, you know, we can try it again. We never stopped us before. And Carson, are you back with us? You are.
I remember last night we had this very conversation, and 15 seconds later we were hearing hot from the stage.
We sure were, and we may again. And, you know, it's all fine. Oh, and you know, gosh, he's likely to play straight through.
Now, so. I got to tell you, was that a little hint about great things coming up soon? Jimmy himself said it. Yeah, we were hinting around a few minutes ago about.
Speculating when the next.
Yeah,
what's coming up? Oh, you know what? We can talk right up to hot. I'll bet
sure.
We don't even have to play another song. Yes,
well,
I think we
go.
Could. And to answer your question, yeah, you know, that's Jimmy's way of saying he's not stopping now, and there'll be more to come.
That's exactly right, yeah.
All right, thank you, Rodney. Thank you, Carson. This is Steve. We're live in Tampa, Florida on Radio Margaritaville, Sirius 31, with a Jimmy Buffett concert.
Enjoy the show.